Watch, Loudoun County School Board meeting erupts after sex assault bombshell, you buried a rape. By Brecken Eftis on October 14, 2021. Parents in Loudoun County, Virginia, were livid Tuesday night over an alleged cover-up of sexual assault as debate rages over a transgender policy allowing male students to use female facilities such as restrooms and locker rooms. Tuesday's Loudoun County School Board meeting, which has been a national hotbed of controversy over the implementation of radical critical race theory and transgender policies, was dominated by parents speaking up about the alleged cover-up of a sexual assault by a student who identifies as a transgender woman, according to an explosive report. Many parents called for the resignations of school board members. As Breitbart News reported, the father of an alleged Stonebridge High School victim, Scott Smith, claimed a boy who was wearing a skirt had entered the girls' bathroom at the high school and sexually assaulted his ninth-grade daughter. Subsequently, the boy was charged with two counts of forcible sodomy, one count of anal sodomy, and one count of forcible fellatio that day at school. According to ABC 7 News, the same juvenile suspect was charged with a second sexual assault at another Loudoun County school after the May 28 incident. At Tuesday's school board meeting, members were questioned heavily on how this could happen in their county, with Speaker Monica Siddiqui saying, "How do you expect parents across this county to drop off their kids and entrust you all to keep them safe when you've shown on more than one occasion you are not up for the job?" ABC 7 also noted that the school cannot comment on how the incident with Smith's daughter didn't cause the discipline to rise to the level of immediate expulsion. To the point, Speaker Teresa Lieberman noted that when the Catholic Church passed predator priest from parish to parish, the walls came eventually crashing down on them. And they were finally held accountable for the abuse. When his doctor, Loudoun County Public Schools Superintendent Scott Ziegler, and this board going to be held accountable? Scott Smith, for his part, had been made the face of disorder at school board meetings over the past several months. He delivered a fiery presentation to the school board after Ziegler had claimed the school system had no record of any assault occurring in any school bathroom, according to the Daily Wire. In Smith's recollection, he went nuts after another attendee said they did not believe his daughter, and he was subsequently arrested. Organizations like the National School Boards Association, NSBA, smeared Smith in a letter to the Biden administration, calling parents like him domestic terrorists and pleading with the federal government to use the Patriot Act to counteract parents who opposed radical policies. The NSBA specifically cited Smith's arrest as an example of parents inciting chaos during board meetings in a letter addressed to President Biden. In turn, Attorney General Merrick Garland directed the FBI to look into such cases where parents were standing up for their children against school board directives. When confronted by ABC 7 about the incident, Superintendent Ziegler replied, "If you put the camera and microphone down, you can come in."